VIP access on OFM.
You are listening to OFM, the sound of your life, and this is VIP access, the most exclusive party in Central South Africa. I'm yours truly, Alucius Mujumi, and we are still having a great time. 2022 has been so exciting, but nothing is more exciting than crowning a champion. The beauty of all beauties of all South Africa, and that is Miss South Africa 2022. And on the line, I have the one and only 2022 Miss South Africa, Ndavi Nokeri. Ndavi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am fantastic. How's the day so far?
It's been great, thank you. Just been busy with interviews. Nothing too hectic. It's been a good day. How's yours been going?
Mine is fantastic, and now it's great that I'm speaking to you. So without wasting any further time, let's get straight into it. The moment you're standing on stage, the lights are on you. Now let's talk about that, you know, that moment when Anele called your name. You look like you froze for a second. What went through your mind at that very moment?
Yo, you know, I was completely shocked, hey? I think before I got to that point, I had told myself that, you know what, I'm so proud of myself. I've done well. I've gotten as far. You know, I've already outdone myself, honestly. And so when my name was called out, I was completely shocked, and I was not expecting it in that moment. But really what came to mind was that, you know, God made this happen. This is real. This is really happening. My dream came true. And so yeah, it was just absolutely surreal.
Oh, that's so amazing. Congratulations again, by the way.
Thank you so much.
So what's changed in your life, you know, from the before the title, you know, now that you're a champion? I'm sure there must be things that have changed from the before and the now. So I just want to know what's changed now.
My entire life has changed, hey? You know, I come from a small village in Gavaza, and, you know, everything there moves very slow. You know, you're not exposed to a lot of opportunities there. And so now to be so embraced and known by the entire country and so many more people, that's a whole other thing in itself. But also, you know, now having this voice, you know, you're given a platform to really speak and educate people. So I think that also comes with the responsibility of using the platform wisely to educate people, to change mindsets, and to really drive the change that I want to see in the country.
No, definitely, that is amazing. And since now we're talking about changes, I am sure your phone calls have changed as well. They're not as less as they used to be. So now I just want to know, you know, since the million rand is in the pocket now, have you had those calls come in that say, borrow me some money, I'll pay you back?
You know, you can always expect those. But actually, I haven't been much on my phone. As even today with this call, I'm taking it from a different number. So that's been very helpful to just not be on my old number because my phone is blowing up. So yeah, I haven't been having those conversations as of yet, and I really hope to not have any of them. But what's funny is that I've actually received emails of those conversations. People are taking it very seriously now. Even putting it in an email, a whole proposal as to why.
Wow.
As to why I owe them from, you know, the sandwich that they bought me in Great Head.
Well, just buy them a sandwich and courier it back. I think they'll be happy. So now we're talking the fun things that Ndavi loves doing. You know, since before the crowning, I'm sure there were things that, you know, that took away that moment for you that you were like, you know, I'm having fun. Now that you have so many responsibilities, what's the difference between the two? The fun things that you used to do before and now?
I don't think it's different between the fun things that I used to do then and now. So one of the things that I've always loved to do is to really host a games night with my friends, just have them over, you know, because we are also competitive. I'm pretty sure that's why we're friends, like at the core of our friendship is that competitiveness. So that is something that I still get to do, you know, and now even more I get to welcome them to my new home. So that's exciting. And also just being outside, I am very adventurous, and so I enjoy to do things like quad biking, or I've gone to the big swing in Mpumalanga, which was so thrilling. And so things like that, I still get to do them as Miss South Africa, and so I'm so happy about that.
Oh, that's so awesome. Now it's time for us to talk about the breakfast of dreams. I'm sure people want to know exactly what is that machine that you start in the morning that gets you started. We want to know what Ndavi eats for breakfast that kickstarts her day.
So my breakfast is always the very same thing. And like, I don't know why, but I really just get fueled when I have muesli with yogurt in the morning. And that is me literally every morning. All my other meals can change, like lunch and dinner can be different, but my breakfast is always the very same meal. And I think it's because it's quick, it's light, and yeah, you don't want to eat something very heavy in the morning because I feel like I'd be tired. So with that, it just fills me up and also just gives me energy for the day.
Oh, that's so awesome. Now that you've conquered the big stage of Miss South Africa, what do you plan on conquering next? What's the next step for Miss South Africa 2022?
So I am so blessed that I get to actually go and represent South Africa at an international stage as well. So we're going Miss Universe and Miss Supranational and Miss World this year. So it's very exciting. The preparations are going to start very soon. And yeah, to just go and raise the South African flag up high, you know, show them what Mzansi women are made out of, and to just continue that legacy that all the other women have built. You know, Zozi, Tamrin, they've really gone out, and Benili, they've gone out and done so well at the Miss Universe. And we've also got Lalela, who went and won as the first black woman. So really, I am standing on the shoulders of amazing women who've gone before me.
Oh, that's so amazing. Now, I want to take you back to the Miss SA 2022 stage. Are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
Now, as Professor Thuli Madonsela asked during the Q&A, I'm going to try and follow her footsteps, okay? So bear with me.
Big shoes to fill.
Hey, that was a big question. Here we go. Now, how do you plan to use your title to uplift the coming generation that wants to be in your shoes? What's the advice you would give them in order to be a winner like you?
I think a lot of the winning comes from a mindset of believing that you can. I think before you can achieve anything, you really have to believe that it is possible for you. And for me, it really did start there with the shift of a mindset, because also coming from a village, it's so hard to imagine yourself on big platforms or leadership platforms like Miss South Africa. And so I think what I would really like to encourage the children who are also wanting to walk this journey one day is to believe in themselves, and I hope that through my own journey they can see that it doesn't matter where you come from, your dreams are truly valid, and that it is just your responsibility to take those necessary steps to put you in those rooms, you know, to become that great person that you know you're born to be.
Oh, and the winner is Miss SA 2022, David Nokeri. Now it's time for you to accept a second title. David, thank you. I have to say, thank you very, very much for having this chat with me, and congratulations one more time.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
It is always a pleasure. Have a fantastic day. And that was your Miss SA 2022, David Nokeri, having such an amazing chat with her. It was just so great. Do remember that you are still tuned in to OFM, the sound of your life. Let's have a good time. More music coming up next.
VIP Access with Lucius Matsumi on OFM.